This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, I know buying all the ingredients, preparing your Thanksgiving meal is going to cost you the most that it has cost in, what was the number the other day, Courtney? 37 years or something like that? Is that what the number was?
Yep.
But if you have anything left over cash-wise after buying everything for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow night, then we will get some advice from Nick Kostos and from Scheim in a moment when it comes to hammering the Scheim on games tomorrow. Scheim, where are you at record-wise? I'm not busting your balls for the other day. I'm asking honestly where you're at.
Hold on, let me pull up my notes app that I keep track on. 44 and 35.
Okay.
That's not bad.
No, not bad at all.
Is that pretty good money? Does that mean we're winning money?
That means we are winning money, yes.
All right. Yeah, that means you're in the money.
And I think Kostos this year, let me look at my notes here, I think he's 1-72.
I hate you, Curtis.
I wonder what his, like, you know, go-to, he's a betting guy, right? So he must have, like, a go-to Thanksgiving Day side. Right?
Yeah.
Is it the mac and cheese for Nick? Or is it the stuffing? Or could it be, you know, the
potatoes.
The Courtney's famous potatoes.
Yeah. He strikes me as an Italian guy, though, so I'm sure he will shame me for the boxed mashed potatoes.
But didn't he say he was...
I think he's Greek.
Yeah, like Greek.
Oh, Greek.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
I think his fiance is Italian.
Mm-hmm.
He probably goes... I would assume that he starts the day with a couple of Red Bulls. There's no way. The man has high energy. And no. I think he's ready to join us right now. So he is the host of You Better You Bet. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all of the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. And make sure you listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more of Nick's analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline, brought to you by Kentucky Owl, the wise man, American straight bourbon whiskey. Hey, Nick, good morning.
What's going on, guys? I'm Italian and Greek, so I wanted to get that clarified. So we got both going on here. And I promise you, no Red Bull, one coffee in the morning, and that's it for me in terms of the caffeine intake.
Wow.
It's just natural.
It is natural. About
correct.
Sides. Any kind of a, is there anything Greek-wise that's different Thanksgiving side-wise?
Well, I think, like, the problem with my Greek family is that they can't cook. Like, no one in the Greek side of my family can cook. So I feel like, you know, there were points where we would have Greek sides, but they were all bad. Mm-hmm. And that has kind of dissipated as time has gone on. So I think for the most part, it's pretty traditional. But I live in Staten Island, and like my fiance's entire family is here, and they are all like mega Italian and all like pretty much like really outstanding cooks. So yeah, I think like it'll be more Italian slanted as my life moves forward. And honestly, I think that's probably a great thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Well, you're probably good with that.
Yeah, that's
it. You don't like turkey anyway.
Well, the Italians, big seafood for holidays.
Turkey,
you know?
Sucks, man. That's my Thanksgiving food hot take. I don't like it's whatever.
I'm with you.
It's just average.
Do you do the seven fishes?
The seven fishes is like a Christmas Eve thing. And yes, like we do it. And my future mother-in-law is like an unbelievable, like the spread that she puts out there with the seafood is like, my mouth is watering thinking about it. The best thing I think is actually a shrimp and like white bean salad, which sounds like it would be the worst thing, but is actually probably the best thing. There's a fillet of sole, like soft shell crabs if they're available. Yeah, it is absolutely sick.
It's great. Well, yeah. Have that.
No, actually, I don't like the bacala. Actually, I did like Bobby Bacala and The Sopranos, but bacala is a food I am not a huge fan of.
What about salmon? Wiggy was saying earlier he likes salmon.
You know, I don't really like salmon actually, and I'm a big seafood guy. But salmon actually kind of turns my stomach. I like it skeeves me out. I'm not a salmon guy, but people do like it, and God bless them.
Yeah, I'm no seafood. I'm with you on that one, Nick.
You can always tell the guys who aren't married yet they're engaged because all they do is praise the mother-in-law. Have you noticed since he started, like, effusive praise for
his mother-in-law? She's, like, she literally, like, she doesn't have a son. She has two daughters and, like, treats me like her son. So, maybe the relationship will erode as time goes on. But, like, I stayed with them, like, during, when the pandemic hit. I was living by myself at the time.
Oh, my God.
I moved in with them when my now fiancé was living at home at the time. And I got treated like a king, like a prince, and have always been treated like a prince by them. So maybe that gets worse over time, but it's been great.
Costos, do you talk like this all day?
Yes, I will, like when I hang up with you guys, that's what I tell people. They're like, wow, like all this energy is really great. I'm like this when in my regular life, and this has been the cause of relationships ending in my life because I am so type A and intense. I have to manage it on a daily basis.
Do they put you at the kids table at Thanksgiving?
Oh, come on. No. That's an insult. Oh, come on. I do like being like hanging out with people of all ages here, but I got way too much to offer. Come on, who's more interesting than me? Let's be honest here.
Yeah, he's a Staten Island guy, so everybody talks like that anyways.
Well, I'm a Queens guy. Yeah,
well, you're on Staten Island now, though.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm a Queens guy.
QB!
Yes, sir.
Let's get to tomorrow, and we can go in chronological order if you want when it comes to who you think.
Your show, man, whatever you want.
We're going to skip completely over the fact that he made my husband lose a ton of money last weekend.
No, we can.
Sure, well, screw him. Sorry. If you're only going to play one of my plays and you lose, that's his fault, not mine.
You told me to put all my money against Notre Dame because Marcus Freeman, whenever he's a heavy favorite, he plays very conservative.
Well, technically, Courtney, the quote was, if I had to bet the game, I would only bet Boston College. And, I like on this
you
show.
You said, do you want to make a lot of money? Do you want to make a lot of money this
All right,
weekend,
so, Courtney, you want to make some money on this game?
Yeah, there you go.
Some money, not a lot of money. Some money, not right?
Unbelievable.
Some money, not a lot of money.
Well, I made zero.
Well, sorry. Maybe you should have bet the Patriots like I told you to against the Jets, and maybe you'd feel better. Well, sorry.
I go home. I'm like, oh, Santo, unbelievable. You got to do what Nick
Santo,
told me to do.
Nice Italian gentleman, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I feel a little bad about giving the loser there with Notre Dame and Boston College. But listen, why didn't Santo bet Patriots -3 on Sunday against the Jets?
I'm sure
would have been
he
going
did.
Nuts like I was on the game-winning punt return. Like, if you're Santo, man, or you're Courtney, you're going to take one pick and bet that only one pick? Come on. I gave up eight picks on the show last week.
He bet a ton. He bet a ton, but he put most of his money in the Notre Dame one.
Yeah, well, you know what he should do? Maybe manage his money a little
not
better.
Not listen to you. Yes.
It's not my fault your husband can't manage his money.
Honestly, it sounds like, Nick, it sounds like it was maximum sweats for Santo.
Yeah. Well, I honestly, they lost 44-0, so how much of a sweat could it have been?
There was no sweat
done
there. Mm. It definitely was minimal bets, though.
Yeah, minimal bets, one bet, maximum sweats. That's the opposite of what we try and do here. So, you know, hopefully we'll try and get it rolling with some winners this week. I did say Patriots -3 was the best bet of the weekend, and then you're
Congrats.
Taking 20.5 with Boston College.
All right, let's go tomorrow.
I need a name.
Santo's a great name, by the way.
It is.
It's a terrific name.
Thank you.
Okay. Stop getting the shovel off.
Nick, who do you like in the Bills and Lions game tomorrow?
I don't think I'm going to bet it. If I had to bet it, I think I would take 10 with Detroit if and when it ever gets there. I think it probably will. The total in this game is 54.5. It's really high. It should be really high. Detroit's going to be playing without its number one cornerback, Jeffrey Okuda, suffered a concussion in the win on Sunday against the Giants. So I think this is a game where, I think it should be a huge game for both Steph Diggs and Gabriel Davis here. So I think Buffalo's passing game is going to be super prolific. But the Bills should be with a couple players in their front seven. Again, the secondary's back to pretty much full health, as Japan has just equalized here against Germany. I have Japan +1, +1.5, and under 2.5. So this would
Love
be
it.
1-1. This would be an amazing result for me right now. I have the game on as I'm doing this. So Japan equalizes 1-1 now against Germany in the World Cup. Detroit should be able to run the ball in this game here. They've kind of I don't want to say devolved because it indicates that they're not doing as well now, but they've changed their kind of offensive philosophy here from being a high-flying, high-octane passing offense earlier in the year to now the three running back committee with Jamal Williams, DeAndre Swift, and Justin Jackson. So I think Detroit should have some success running the football in this game here. At 10, I would bet the Lions. At 9.5, I'm not going to have any action on the game, but I do think the Diggs and Gabe Davis prop overs are worth looking at.
Degenerate. Go from one game to the live game back to the game.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is what I do for a living. I love soccer's like my second favorite sport. So this is great that I'm actually able to pay attention to it.
Said no one ever, by the way.
I like how like you guys are like the gatekeepers of like everything in life. Like Curtis is like
now
the
you understand what I deal with on a daily basis.
How could you like soccer? I don't know because it's great. Maybe give it a try. It's amazing.
I don't know if you know this, Kostos. I lived in England 2 years. I followed soccer. I'm the least masculine human on the face of the earth. I just find it to be boring.
Fair
enough. Like somebody saying the second greatest dish on Thanksgiving is the green bean casserole.
Hey, listen, you get a banging green bean casserole, like that thing might be the second best if it's made really well.
Kostos, do you have any feeling on the Giants and Cowboys? I'm currently leaning Cowboys to just absolutely drop a hammer, but it may just be an overreaction to last week's domination of the Vikings. So where do you stand?
Yeah, I think this is going to cause me like flashbacks, like a little PTSD to like young Nick Kostos, you know, watching Thanksgiving on like my grandparents' like crappy television in like 1993 and watching Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, and the Cowboys ruin my Thanksgiving by killing the Giants. So I think that's what we're going to see here. This is a tough spot for the Giants. I think season's over for the Giants. Way too many injuries here. Washington starting to come on. Giants have 5 division games coming up, and I think they're the worst team in the division. So I think like bad things coming here for the Giants, and I think it starts tomorrow. Like the injury report is really bad for the Giants right now. Losing Wandale Robinson, like their rookie wide receiver, the second round pick, like for a normal team is not something that would really hurt, but for the Giants who have like no weapons on offense outside of Saquon Barkley, I think it's absolutely going to crush them. I make the game Dallas minus 10.5. So it's Dallas or nothing for me here. I'll lay the 9.5 with Dallas. Just one thing to keep in mind, Micah Parsons, who's going to win Defensive Player of the Year. He practiced in a limited fashion yesterday, and I don't know if that oh no is about like maybe like Matt Judon.
Far and away. Come on.
Judon might win. Like he might. I mean, now he's not playing Zach Wilson or Sam Ehlinger for the rest of the year, so I don't know if he can keep racking up these sack totals, but he's been awesome, right? But Parsons is most likely to win here. He did practice yesterday in a limited fashion. If Parsons for some reason like doesn't practice today or doesn't play in the game, like the Giants are going to get bet because of it. And if they do and it ever goes to 8.5, like I think teasing Dallas down to minus 2.5 where they win the game by 3 and you win that leg, I feel like is really solid. But this is like Dallas or nothing. Maybe Dable pulls it out of the hat and they're able to cover the spread, and if they do, I'll tip the cap and I'll lose my bet. But I think Dallas kind of romps tomorrow against the G-men.
All right, and then Pat's Vikings.
I'm kind of alone on this one here. So like sometimes I'll come on the show and I'll be like, hey, like me and like everyone I talk to thinks this is the side of the game. Like everyone last week pretty much liked the Patriots, and maybe we got lucky with the punt return at the end, but whatever, we won. And Boston College lost. Sorry, Courtney and Santo. But with the Patriots and the Vikings here, I'm kind of alone on Viking Island. I like the Vikings. I make the game 4. It's now off 3 down to 2.5. So, like, this is an easy bet for me on Minnesota. Now, the thing that's a little worrisome here, Christian Darrisaw is their all-pro left tackle. He has dealing with a concussion. If he doesn't play in the game, I mean, the Patriots are going to be able to pressure Kirk Cousins. This is just like, I can't get to this here. And I know the Patriots have won 3 straight games. That's against Zach Wilson and Sam Ehlinger. It's a bit of a different beast here going up against Cousins and Justin Jefferson. And I'm not saying Cousins can't or won't turn the ball over 5 times in the game. Of course, that can happen. Just that I disagree with the point spread of the game. It's now under the most key number of 3. Vikings minus 2.5 will be a bet for me. But, like, this is not going to be one of the games I feel most confident in this week. So Vikings for me, but if the Patriots win, I won't be totally surprised.
The left tackle's already been ruled out.
Oh, Darrisaw's out? Yeah, that's bad news then for the Vikings. Maybe that's probably why we saw this point spread dip down from 3 to 2.5. I still think, so for me, like if my number's 4 in the game and I want to dock Minnesota a little bit, let's say I wanted to dock them a full point, right, from my projection down to minus 3, this would still be a bet for me on minus 2.5. Now, like I said, I'm willing to be wrong here. Like, I'm not telling you this is the most confident bet I'm going to make all weekend, but Vikings minus 2.5 will be a bet for me. And just one prop thought here would be Justin Jefferson's receiving yards prop. The first number is an 8, and I know he went for 33 yards. They got blown out on Sunday by the Cowboys, and I know that the Patriots' defense is good and that Jefferson's kind of dealing with, like, this mild turf toe, whatever that means here. I just think that whenever Jefferson's prop is not, like, a 9 or a 1, implying 90 or 100 yards, it's an auto bet for me. So maybe they shadow him, he does nothing in the game. I'm going to bet Justin Jefferson's over receiving yards tomorrow night.
All right, Nick, wishing you, as always, maximum flavor, minimum calories on Thanksgiving.
Minimum calories, man? What are you talking about? This is like eating season right now. This is why like we work out and why we eat healthy, so we can, on Thanksgiving, just go ham.
They call it bulking season.
That's it.
That's right. And Courtney, Santo, tell him to listen to the show today. We'll be giving picks out for Sunday, and I may like say this is my favorite pick of the week to intimate it is a pick that I really like, and that'll be the winner coming up for this week.
All right,
I'm sure he'll tune in.
I bet that's Ohio State pick of the week. Lock it in.
We need to know if Corum's playing in the game for Michigan, right?
Yeah, I think he's going to be hobbled even if he does play.
I do like listening to Nick when he says, if I had to bet this one. Everything's if I had to.
Like
so you
I said,
have the out. You have the out.
Courtney, I told you guys like in like week two, if you want someone to come on here and give you like if to say something I don't believe in, you can definitely. There's a million people in the content space that are going to make it like they have the answers before the game is played. I can't do that. I'm going to be honest. If I like a bet, I'll tell you. If I don't, I don't. And that's it.
Nick, that's why we love you.
Yep, we do.
One of the reasons. Except for Courtney. I'm sure.
No, I love Nick.
Do you?
All yeah. Right.
He's a Queensbridge guy.
I'm
so
not so sure about that.
He's from Left Rack City.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, as always.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you guys and your families, to all your great listeners. Wishing minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. And Nick, also brought to you by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man, American Straight Bourbon Whiskey. We'll be right back.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.